Vovo-vodio, rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise.
Yes.
You're my very best friend, it's true.
Yeah, it's time for the Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Grandma Petunia.
Hello,
Grandma. You're back.
Yes.
You're still alive. Back for another edition of the podcast. I'm glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too.
How was your week?
It was good. My week was okay.
Anything exciting happen? I heard you had an incident on the freeway. You were driving or something?
Oh, ooh, you shouldn't have brought this up because this makes me mad.
What happened? What happened?
It makes me mad. I was driving, right?
Uh-huh.
And some guy, he comes speeding.
Yeah.
He comes speeding and I thought he was going to hit, but he didn't.
He didn't?
He didn't.
No.
He was good, yes. But then...
Then what happened?
Someone on the bicycle was on the freeway.
A bicycle on the...
On a bicycle.
What happened then?
And he hit me with his bicycle.
You got hit by the bicycle?
He like drove over my car.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a small car.
Is it like one of those old Volkswagens from the 60s?
No, I don't have a Volkswagen. That's too small. I need space.
You
need space, but I don't want big car. Not the one with that's really high. Not the car that's really high that you have to step on the ladder.
Not the monster truck.
No
monster trucks.
Just tiny car.
Tiny car?
Small car. Not tiny width.
Not a Yugo.
It's not like Volkswagen. It's a little bit.
Okay, not the Mirthmobile.
It's Honda.
Big, like the Ghostbusters mobile? Like.
It's not big.
No big?
Okay. Honda.
Oh, Honda. Okay.
Honda.
Okay.
Yes. What? He take his bike, he go up like this, on a motorcycle, and he drive on top of my car. I said, whew, I stole my car.
Yeah.
I went out, I walked to him, and I hit him.
You hit him with your cane?
Yes.
And what kind of reaction did that make?
He say, oh, stupid old lady.
Oh, jeez.
And I just say, you stupid for driving over my car. And then I go back in my car and I drive.
So, I mean, you weren't hurt or anything, were you?
No, I was good. My car was hurt.
How was your car hurt?
It's dent.
Dent? How badly was it dented?
Very bad, like
third degree dent burn?
Yes, like a burn, like a third degree burn, like third degree dent.
Okay, so, but the car's okay, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to have to get the car fixed or put an insurance claim in?
Oh, no, I fixed it already.
How did you fix it?
I hit on the inside, I hit it.
Oh, okay, I thought you might use some of that fix-a-dent stuff.
No, I do it myself.
You do it yourself, because you're a very resourceful person, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
I can do things myself.
Yes, and you have a very nice scarf on today.
Oh, yes, it matches. It matches me and everything.
And it matches your gun, too, again. Why don't you show everybody your cane? Very special cane with a special handle. Well, are you ready to get things started here?
Yes.
You ready?
It matches my pants.
Are you ready to play Name That Bite?
Yes.
Well, let's get our theme music started here. And now it's time we're going to play Name That Bite with Grandma Petunia. That's where I'm going to give her a quote from the week. And then she's going to have to guess from the three options that I'm going to give her. Three. And she's doing 100% on her guesses. And we'll stop the music there. All right, let me get it queued up here.
This time I'm going to get the first one right.
You always get them right.
I get the first one right this time. I know. I'm psychic.
You psychic?
Psychic
or psycho?
Do
psychic.
I look like a psycho?
No, you don't look like a psycho.
If you say this one more time, I'm going to be a psycho.
You're
going to
hit me with your cane, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I won't say it again.
Very
I'm sorry, Grandma. I apologize. Okay?
Okay.
Here's the quote, okay? My dream is to work with Bill Nye, the science guy, one day in Pasadena, California, when I'm older. Who said that? Was it Bruce Jenner after he was in shock after his car wreck? Was it Michael DeGroot, a 15-year-old with autism who loves science? Or was it number three, just a flat-out lie from Brian Williams at NBC News?
I want to say the second one.
The second one, Michael DeGroot?
Yes.
You're not sure? Maybe that could be Bruce Jenner. You know, he was in a car wreck. He was kind of in shock, wandering around, kind of confused. Maybe.
Well, I think it's the same one.
You know, Bruce Jenner's not sure if he's a man or a woman these days.
Oh, yes.
Brian Williams, he's just a liar, seems to be, most likely. Well, I'm going to tell you, you are right. It's number two. Bill Nye met with a fan of his, Michael DeGroot, a 15-year-old with autism who loves science, and they were hanging out together.
Cool. You hang out with old people. I know some people that want to be with me.
Have you ever met Bill Nye, the science guy?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I was walking down the street.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I was from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot day.
Hot day here in Vegas?
Yes. I was walking from the store, and I had an egg carton. And I take out an egg, because I always take out an egg to look at it to make sure it's good not after I pay for
make
it.
Make sure it's not cracked.
Yes, it's good luck after you pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I take it out, and I drop the egg. And as soon as I drop it, 5 seconds go by, and the sun cooks it, and now it's cooked egg.
Cooked egg.
Yes.
And then how does Bill Nye, the science guy, figure
Bill
it is?
And Bill Nye was walking when I dropped my egg, and he see it, he say, wow. Aren't you a scientist?
Really?
And I said, yes, he said that. And I said, no, are you a scientist? And he said, yes. He said, yes. And I say, oh my goodness. Wow. I see scientists.
You're a scientist.
A scientist. And he think I'm a scientist. I was so happy.
Because you just have so much experience in life, don't you, Grandma?
Yes, I do everything. Yeah.
Speaking of eggs, I got a joke for you about eggs.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
What did the chicken say when it laid a square egg?
Cubed.
It said, ouch.
Oh, okay.
What did the chicken say when it laid a square egg on a windy day? Ouch, 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 ouch. Okay, we'll move right along. Sorry, but I had to give you that joke, Grandma.
Okay.
You ready for the next quote?
Yes. My chicken lays square eggs sometimes.
Your chickens lay eggs sometimes?
Square
eggs?
Yes.
Cubed?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I am not. Who said that? Was it Courtney Love, the ex-wife of Kurt Cobain? Chris Nosalvik, sometimes onstage performer with the Foo Fighters? Or Nirvana rocker, God rest his soul, Kurt Cobain?
Well, can you read it again? The
quote?
Yes.
I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I am not.
I think it's the last one.
The last one? You think that was Nirvana rocker Kurt Cobain?
Yes.
You are right, Grandma! You have scored 3 for 3.
3? We did 3 already?
Oh, I'm sorry, 2 for 2.
Oh.
We're shortening it this week.
Okay.
So, are you ready for the next game?
Yes.
Can you guess what it is?
It's pop culture.
Pop culture with Grandma!
Yes. Oh, look, it's my friend! My friend!
Time for popped music with Grandma. This is where I'm going to play her a snippet of a song, and then she has to identify it. You like that theme music?
Yes, theme like outer space.
Outer space and futuristic?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right, you ready? Here comes the first one, all right? Here we go. Here's snip number one. What do you think that is?
I think that was a song I heard my friend sing.
You heard your friend sing?
Yes, my friend, he liked rock and roll. He liked rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dating this girl who liked country. I did not like her.
You don't like country?
I did not like the girl because she was...
Too much country?
She was ugly and stupid and...
If you're ugly and stupid, you're not on Grandma's side, are you?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't want ugly and stupid.
No ugly and stupid.
Nope. And she say, I'm a little bit country. And he say, I'm a little bit rock and roll. And I said, that's what he told me. He told me the story that he was singing with the girl. I'm a little bit country.
So, so you can relate to that song?
Yes, I sing my friend. See, did you hear me? I say hi to my friend.
I did.
That was him. Yes, that was him who say I like rock and roll.
Well, do you know who sings this?
No.
Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Oh.
Oh, you have a soft spot for Donny Osmond, don't you?
Yes, he performed here.
I knew you did.
He performed here.
He performs here. Yeah. Yes. Have you ever seen Donny or Marie?
No.
Neither have I.
I don't have money for this.
No money for that.
Yes.
Someday maybe we can document Grandma going to go see Donny and Marie.
Maybe.
If
I get money.
If you get money.
Yes.
What? Are you ready for the second snip? Okay, here we go, right?
Everybody's smiling, sunshine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Everybody sings, so happy today.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, that song. I sing this song.
Sing it, if you know that song.
Everybody happy today. Everybody happy. It's a good day, and I'm sad today, but everybody else happy.
That's pretty close.
I say that part, like, when I was singing it, uh-huh. I was sad that day, but everyone else was happy. Like, they're happy that I'm sad.
Yeah. So, you think this is a happy song?
Yes, but...
It's from a TV show.
What song?
The Brady Bunch.
Oh.
You know the Brady Bunch. Didn't you know Johnny Bravo once?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I figured that was a good happy song for Grandma today.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as happy today.
You're not that happy today?
This smile, this fake smile.
Is that a fake smile? Show me a real smile then.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Okay.
I walk like downstairs like this.
Why do you walk out? What's wrong? Is it a bad thing?
When I go to the store, I walk like this.
How far do you have to walk to the store?
Oh, no, I'm talking when I go to the store.
Oh, when you go to the store. Okay.
Get out of my car. You think I'm going to walk to the store?
No. That's right. You have a car.
And not everything is close by here in America. Like in Russia, it's close by. You can walk to the store right across the street. Here, you got to walk 4 blocks. Down the street.
Four long blocks. Like a football field. Long blocks.
Long blocks.
Well, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
You ready for the pop culture report?
Yes. Oh, this song again.
Your favorite music. Time for the pop culture report with Grandma. This is where I'm going to read her 3 different choices of news events of the weird. And she will pick out which one she wants to hear, and then we'll get her commentary on it. You like that theme music, don't you? And she's giving it, and we stop. Okay. Let me get my notes here.
I like this music. Oh, this stupid mirror is annoying.
Yeah, the stupid mirror. Oh, it's...
You need to take it away.
Maybe you need to pull your chair out a little bit.
Okay, I'm not going to get up.
Okay. Here's your 3 choices, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, guy chops off nose.
I want that.
Or number 2, Valentine's in space. Or number 3, let the gourd times roll. Gourd as in a inedible garden vegetable. Number 1?
Yes, number 1.
You want number 1, a guy chops off his nose.
Why?
Well, as it turns out, this guy chopped off his nose, as reported by the Daily Mail from the UK. Reports of a 37-year-old man named Henry Damon of Caracas, Venezuela, has undergone several procedures, including cutting off part of his nose to make himself look more like the villain, the Red Skull, from the popular comic books. He's also had several implants and tattoos in his forehead, as well as several facial plastic surgery structures. In the end, his goal is to get the silicone implants in his cheekbones, his cheeks, and then complete the look. His doctor says that it's absolutely normal. He's not hurting himself, but Henry, also known as the Red Skull, is physically and intellectually healthy. He's an excellent son, husband, and father who has an extreme taste for body modification, as they call it.
So he's still okay?
He's still okay. He chopped off, this guy, he's probably had more surgery than Michael Jackson has had on his nose in the day.
Oh my goodness.
So he just imagine your nose being chopped off.
The whole thing or just like?
Just the end of it. Just.
Or just this?
Just that part right there. Yeah.
So leave hole like.
Yeah, leaves a hole about the size of a dime on each side your nose is.
What? Who do this?
I don't know. You couldn't...
How do you close your nose? What if something smells bad? Would you go like this? Do you go like this? No, you have to go like this. But he can't do it.
He can't do it anymore. He completely cut off his nose. I mean, you would never have plastic surgery like that, would you? To make yourself look like a comic book character?
No.
Really no reason to, is there? Okay.
No.
All right, are you ready for our next one?
Okay.
It's time for Boat, Racehorse, or Something My Mom Said. Boat, Racehorse, or Something My Mom Said. This is where I will... For your first one, it is Extra Heat.
Extra Heat.
Extra Heat. Is that a boat, a racehorse, or something my mom said? Extra Heat.
Extra Heat, okay. Like extra heat to the bread or something, like put extra heat on this, like turn...
Extra heat, okay. It could be anything. It could be a boat, a racehorse. And coming around the back turn, it's kitchen sink, and in second place, it's picture frame, and pulling up for...
A third horse!
You think extra heat is a horse?
Yes.
You are right!
Yes!
Extra Heat was a horse from Kentucky. He was in the news for his training feats that he has done. Okay, number two. Going to the pharmacy.
That's a...
Boat, racehorse, or my mom?
My mom. My mother.
You mean my mother? Or your mother?
Something a mother would say.
Something a mother would say? Going to the pharmacy?
Yes.
That is absolutely correct. That's what my mom said. My mother said, I'm going to the pharmacy.
My mother said going to the medical store.
To the medical store?
Yes. The hospital or the medicine store or the medical store. She don't say pharmacy.
Pharmacy? You know how they say it when they call it hospital in England? They go, going to hospital. You ever heard that?
Going to hospital.
Going to hospital.
I'm not even American and I have more grammar than they do.
You definitely do, Grandma. No, you're not.
Are you sure?
You have lots of skill. Are you ready for the third one? Back on track here.
Okay.
Number three. Just one word.
Okay.
We did one?
Yeah.
Two. Here's number three.
Okay.
One word. Ghost.
It's a boat.
It's a boat. You are right. Do you want to guess what kind of boat it is? It's a high-tech advanced boat from Australia.
A ghost. Ghost boat. I was thinking it's just a fast boat.
It is a fast boat.
Oh.
It's a fast boat from Australia that's being tested that rides on bubbles of air.
That is very cool. Very, very cool.
Makes it go fast because it's more economical and it's also better for the environment.
I'm all about environment.
All about environment?
Yes, I used to live outside.
In bubbles?
Mm-hmm. In a bubble. I lived outside.
You lived outside in a bubble?
Yes. In a bubble. You know, hamster bubble. Like this.
Now what were you doing in a hamster bubble?
It's an experiment.
Oh, an experiment.
Yes. I was in a bubble, and to see if I couldn't survive in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep in the bubble. I can get out of the bubble sometimes.
So kind of like one of those experimental domes.
Yes, but no. You know what a hamster ball is?
Yes, I know what a hamster ball is.
Yes, it's like one of those, uh-huh. But for humans.
For humans.
And it's not hard, it's soft.
And how long did you live in it?
For 3 months.
3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the outcome? Do you recommend people living in a bubble?
Yes, it was very cool.
Very cool to live in a bubble?
Mm-hmm. I was living in it. I couldn't get out of it to get food and everything. But then I come back inside. I have a kitchen. I have a bedroom. I have a toilet. No, I pee outside. I don't have the toilet in the bubble.
All in the bubble.
I have everything. I have my living room, my kitchen, my closet, my bed.
So, but you couldn't have guests come over and visit you in the bubble?
If I wanted to, I could, but I was supposed to be alone there.
Okay. So was this part of the testing for the journey to Mars eventually, or to another planet?
It was part of the testing about, about the forests.
Forest?
Yes. And like, you know, the world, people don't have houses or anything. Some people
yes.
are homeless. If they get a bubble, which is not that much money, it's like $12. They get a bubble and they go live in the forest.
Cool. So you're an advocate that people should live in bubbles?
Yes, in the forest. In the forest.
In the forest. In the forest, not down at the beach or down out in the desert. Just
you
in the forest.
You can't find many food. Well, maybe. In the beach, maybe. If they can find fish.
So you're an advocate for people should be... People should live like hamsters and gerbils in a bubble.
You get to know how you treat the animals.
I understand. Well, Grandma, that's all the games we have for today. Do you have anything you want to say to your fans, your growing fan base? I did look. You got a fan in Australia. You have somebody watching you from the Netherlands. And you also have somebody watching you from Mexico.
That's so cool. I have friends from Mexico. I really want to go to the Netherlands, though, and Australia. Yes. Okay, so something to say?
Something to say? Last words?
What are my pills?
Your what?
What are my pills?
Well, Grandma wants no weather pills. Okay.
My back hurts. Very
your back hurt. Okay. We'll get you your pills. And that's all for the Shiny Squirrel Podcast this week. Tune in next week and we'll be back for episode 4.